Hey everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host Brian Stavely. Today we have Gloria Kanata. She's back again with us today. We also have James Sloan, who's been a little tough to get a hold of lately. James, how you doing, bud? Hello, James. Eartha James. All right, James, screw you. Gloria, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Sure, a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about today. For anybody that's wondering, obviously you guys know me by now. I like to bounce around, but we are going to do a lot of Mandela effects today. There's a lot of new ones. There's a few big ones that we want to bring up again. There's a lot of anatomy changes. There's just a whole bunch to do with it. And I also want to bring up, Gloria, you had seen that video about the fiber optic cables under the sea, and you asked me to talk about that. So I'm going to talk about that and how that's really delivering most of the world's communications and not satellites. And I'm going to get into satellites in a little bit.
That's really important. That video is really important.
Yeah, I have the
It
video queued up to play. I don't know how much of it I can play. So I don't know if I should play it during the show and just worry about copyright after and edit it out, or because it is really good,
No.
but it is like 8 minutes though, so
I wouldn't play it. I wouldn't play it. I would just maybe just show kind of
yeah.
little things and explain. I wouldn't play it.
Yeah,
You
so
have
we'll
enough
get it.
people after you.
Yeah, I know. So we'll get into I'm get in fucking line, you know what I'm saying? So
Yeah,
we'll
right.
yeah, we're gonna get into the satellites. Obviously that's gonna take us into things like Project Loon. Which is a Google project launching satellites up on balloons. And we know there are satellites up on balloons, and people think that that's real crazy. Somebody came on my page the other day. This is a quick story. A friend of mine that I've known for years, hadn't seen him in like 10 years. I actually seen him like a few weeks ago somewhere. But he came on my page where that video was posted, where you saw it, Gloria. And he started going on, oh, I'm spreading fake news and this and that, right? And he's worked in satellites for 23 years. And I would just ask him specific questions. He wouldn't answer nothing. He'd be like, science, science. I'd be like, listen, I already had somebody call in that was a satellite tech for years. And we talked for over an hour and something. And I'm pretty sure he's heavily thinking about Flat Earth now if he's not on board, especially when I brought up the stuff about the Chicago and the Mirage and all that that you guys actually saw in the intro. It's really nonsense. Just because you worked on, in the satellite, there's millions of people that think they work on in the satellite field. They're working in a communications field, but those signals aren't coming from space.
Right, well, maybe they're innocent. Maybe they don't know. I
No, he
mean,
don't.
I don't
I know they don't know. I'm not saying he knows. I know he doesn't
know.
know. No, none of them
Because
know.
that's on TV. That was on Vice. When I seen that, I was like, no way. No way that was on Vice. But I guess so. But people, I don't think they put the connection together. I mean,
And I mean, they're saying it right out for you that this is how almost all the world's communications is run. When you look into it, I got two numbers between 90 and 95% of all the communications is that, and they're transcontinental fiber optic cables that run underneath the seabed, and there's thousands and thousands of miles on them. And that video even breaks down how long it takes to signal for this and that. Why would there ever be a need for satellites? And all the money they tell you that satellites cost, they cost like $200 million. Put a satellite in space. Oh yeah, that's real efficient way to do it. Let's do that and let's beam it fucking all these miles through these atmospheres and all this. All these factors that are going to play into it when we can just do it down here. That's like with GPS. People think, oh, well, we got GPS. Dude, you had GPS before there was GPS. It was called the Loran system. And all they do is use radio towers. If you have three radio towers, you can triangulate your position anywhere down to like a couple feet. That's all they are. That's all it ever was. And there was never a need for satellites for it. They just repackaged it in like 1995, and they called it global positioning system. First of all, there's no globe, and second of all, if it's a global positioning system, even let's just say it was a globe, well, why doesn't it cover the southern hemisphere? It doesn't even make any sense, and it doesn't. All GPS is shut off on all planes in the southern hemisphere. You can look at this for yourself. It's one of the first things I started looking at when I got into this stuff, and I looked, and because I already knew that satellites in space weren't real. I knew the ISS wasn't real. And then I seen the stuff about the flight routes, and then I was full on in into flat Earth, because when you start to look at the flight routes, what they're hiding is they're hiding the layout of the land, and it's blatantly obvious, because if they were flying these routes on the globe, they'd be going 3,000 miles out of the way this way for a layover, 3,000 miles back down this way instead of straight flights across continents. And then when you actually lay the flights out, they're all straight lines with the layovers right in the middle, but the layout is totally different than what you've been told it is. So the whole thing about the satellites, the GPS is totally rigged to hide, to keep us trapped, like, in the center. And I know you've talked about this, right? How they have us, like, trapped in one.
But what about, I mean, you look at people that have, like, satellite dish and cable, and that's where we thought it was coming from. I don't know. Is it just me?
Yeah, they're just getting it from a station. And all, for instance, all DirecTV dishes, they don't even point up to space. They all point towards the southwest.
If you look it up, it says because of the satellites that are in space. That's why we're able to get cable and all this stuff. That's why I posted it. I commented. I was like, wait a minute. My mind is just blown right now. I can't. This is ridiculous. And it's, they're lying. And that video that you posted was brilliant. Like I said, sometimes I watch Vice. I used to. I know they came out like, I think it was like 6 years ago. It used to be a different channel. I don't remember, but I was amazed. I was amazed that.
Yeah. Well, James, are you there?
We're glitching out for some reason.
Yeah, I'm here.
So, James, you know, isn't it convenient that, you know, or isn't it a coincidence, which I really don't even believe in coincidences that very rarely at this point, but isn't it a coincidence that, okay, these satellites are supposedly in space and GPS is running off satellites, but your GPS seems to lose signal in the same rural areas that your cell phone does because of lack of cell phone tower coverage? It's very consistent that happens because they're running off cell phone towers. I mean, it's not rocket science. You know what I mean?
Well, there's no such thing as rocket science.
I know. That's why I did the old, you know.
Little end joke there.
It's ridiculous, right? I mean, it really is.
That's a big one.
You know, there was one when they were talking on, I think it was Eddie Bravo's interview on Rogan's show when he went, you know, they went at it for like an hour. It's one of the better Flat Earth interviews. Eddie did really good. And he's talking about this with the communications being done on the ground. And then Joe's like, his proof of being in space, like, well, why wouldn't you just put it up in space? You just throw a satellite up there. You beam the signal. You beam it back down, and you're done. Oh yeah, that's the logical thing to do. Let's build a satellite that costs $200 million, whatever it costs. Let's launch it in space where nobody can do maintenance on it. Who's maintaining these satellites? When do the satellites fall out of the sky? You know what? They don't. But you know what did fall out of the sky? There are communication type things up there that's suspended from balloons, and one fell down in South America a few months ago. James, I know you probably saw it, right?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, well, there was a satellite. It was like a box, a metal box of like some sort of electronic type of thing. It was like this big, and they can hold payloads up to about 8,000 pounds from what I hear, the balloons that are carrying these things. Well, the balloon crashed in South America. A bunch of people ran over with, like, regular home cameras and recorded it. Like, it looks like 100% legit to me. And it's literally got a NASA fucking decal on the thing. It doesn't even matter what company it's set on it. It still shows you that that's what they're doing. But if you go back and look, and people laugh at it and say, oh, well, satellites on balloons, that's just a ridiculous idea. I mean, it's well documented. Just go back. They were doing it in World War II. They were using communication satellites suspended from balloons. And then if you look into it more, you have Project Loon. And do you remember? And he's a total fraud. So this, you know, just get that out. Elon Musk, obviously, total fraud. But do you remember when the – Gloria, remember the flooding in Puerto Rico recently, right, from the storm and all that?
Yep.
Well, there was a video. I wish I had it because I'd send it to you. I'll find it, though, where Elon Musk was saying that he was going to deliver internet to Puerto Rico because they were all out, and he was literally showing you videos of them suspending fucking satellites from balloons. But it's outrageous when I say that that's what they're actually been doing the whole time. That is what they do over the ocean, and they use ships, like big ships out at sea, as relays, and everything else is done on ground communications and those transcontinental cables. There's no need for satellites in space. It doesn't make any sense. Besides the fact that there is no space to put them in anyways.
That was a real eye-opening thing for me, though. When you first posted that, I was like, oh, no. And I'm doing all this research. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh my God, they're still saying it's satellites up in space.
Yeah, and while we're on it, you know, I'm just going to show people some satellites in space real quick. And I know I've done this before, but you know what? Not everybody's seen every show, so whatever. Deal with it. It'll be quick. Here we go. So, guys, this right here, I have such a slow computer. I'm sorry. You guys can't see it, right? You see a black screen?
Yeah.
Here it is. So this is an official NASA photo of a satellite in space. This is what you believe. This is what you are believing when you laugh at me and call me an idiot. Look at this. And now, who's the fucking idiot? Okay? It's absurd. Oh, we're gonna get to that after.
Ryan, what do you know about them putting satellites on planes?
Project Sophia is one of the name of the project of one of them that they do. They do have high altitude planes doing that, and that's how they take images for Google Earth. They're literally just high airplanes. If you watch the Google Earth, they literally show you a cartoon ball CGI like this crap right here, right? And as you zoom in and go through the clouds, the picture becomes all pixelated, and then it comes back into a regular picture when you're at a high altitude airplane height, and it's just airplanes taking the pictures.
No, I asked because Black Sheep had mentioned it in the chat. I was just curious.
Yep. So let me not give away the what we're going to do next. James.
Yeah.
What made you first realize that satellites weren't real? Satellites in space, at least, we'll say.
Well, the complete absence of them in a lot of the NASA photographs.
Yeah. That's
definitely... Like, there should be tens of thousands of them.
Yeah, and you see one, sometimes you see two. You see one, and it's like, oh my God. It's Gloria, you know that they have a satellite, right? The two of them. I'm ready for this story, because this is wilder than the Mars rover. This is wilder than... This is even wilder than them saying they sent, you know how they just said they sent a probe out to touch the surface of the sun? While they got a convertible going to Mars, right? This is how crazy it is. Think of how much they're laughing at us right now, right? They gotta go touch the surface of the sun. They got a mannequin driving a convertible to Mars, right? It is funny, right? And they got a satellite. They got two of them that are out by Pluto. 10 billion miles away. Oh, I wonder what they got really good mileage on their gas, okay? 10 billion miles away. Another one's 13 billion. They've been there since 1977, and you can send text messages to them, and they're sending back images.
How do you know them?
This is and what yet,
they couldn't add stars to the background when that car went... to space, yeah. With all this technology. That was so funny, though, Brian. You look at that car, and it's like, there's not one star out. How does that look real to people? And then you see all the fake people going like this. They're like, oh, who's crying? Who's all excited? I'm like, wow. Pretty sad.
It's such propaganda, really. And, like, really, I know not everybody out there is into the same stuff as me. Like, I know you guys aren't all, you know, into looking into NASA and stuff. But, really, these people are laughing at you. And I know I'm laughing right now about this, but this is what you believe. And if you say you don't believe it, well, you still back it. And you're not speaking out against it. So you're letting it go on. They're stealing your money. They're teaching this to your kids. You're probably teaching this to your kids. And this is all bullshit. It's all bullshit. All of it. It's all part of the show. It's all to keep you separated from your spiritual side, in my opinion.
I love when you say that because it's so true. It really, I believe that 100%. And I love when you say that. Yeah, I agree.
It drives me crazy. And it's like people that, wow, look at the stuff going on behind me on the wall.
I know, I was looking at it before. I'm like mesmerized by it. What is that? It looks like a bunch of orbs.
It's a fucking star. I got a star in my room.
How far is it?
Do you remember
a trillion miles away?
Do you remember when Corey, it looked like Corey had a solar simulator in his room with the fan going that one time?
Yeah. But that's so wild. Let's measure it. How far is it?
That's about 10.
Oh, it's light years away.
Light years away, yeah.
16 trillion light years away. 16. You know, I wanted to talk about the light too while we're at it, but then we'll get to the mandalas. And this is, I would think this is obvious to you guys, but maybe not to everybody that's listening. You know, not only to assume that, you know, what they say about the sun and the light and 93 million miles and stars 25. You think you can see light 25 trillion miles away? I don't even think you could see a light that's 25,000 miles away. Not even close. I don't even think it's happening. I don't think light travels that far. I think eventually it'll disperse out. It'll die out, just like sound. It'll go farther than sound. It'll go faster. But it's not going to go millions of miles. It's not even going to go that many thousands of miles, in my opinion.
Light doesn't go faster than sound.
It might not. I don't know.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Just letting you know. But go ahead.
Well, either way, I think the total notion that it travels all these, never mind light years, even thousands of miles, you're not going to see it from that far away. I mean, for Christ's sakes, you lose a boat at the horizon because of the point of convergence with your eyes at 3 miles. You know what I mean? How far do you think you're going to see light? I personally don't think the sun is thousands of miles, the moon. I think that stuff's all within a few hundred, in my opinion. But that's just me.
You know, Brian, yesterday, last night when we were talking, when we were doing that other live stream, we were talking about the sun, and the guy that we interviewed, David, he had a different theory, you know, which, I mean, you know, his, I think his thing was chemtrails, right, because of all the stuff that they're putting in, making the sun look white, and I didn't agree with that. I don't know if you did, but I still think that it's a sun simulator. I think that our real sun is behind that. And what we see is a sun simulator. I don't think chemtrails have anything to do with
it. No, I think the same thing. I think the exact same thing. I've been saying that for a long time. I think what we're seeing is the solar simulator. I think the real sun is probably up there, but it's in the layer of the firmament. And then what's going on with the movements of the firmament is possibly what's causing day and night, like Paul had brought up. Or it could just be the path of the sun. I mean, we can't prove either right now, but it's okay to speculate on either. But the solar simulator to me is what we're looking at. That's why it's a white light. That's why it hurt your skin that time. It's not a Mandela effect. There's one for each community that I think people get mixed up. It's the solar simulator and it's the Australia thing. And I'll get into that in a second. So with the solar simulator, I don't think the sun changed on us. I think they put – I not only think, I mean, it's tons of documentation, patents, and it's not just like something that got whipped together for disinfo. Like if you really look into the solar simulator, there's patents for like every single part, and it's really crazy. And all these companies are involved, like Boeing, Bausch & Lomb. They even put one up in a commercial bragging about it. So these things definitely exist, in my opinion. They definitely exist, and that's what we're seeing, and that's why the sun's reacting different on your skin, so it's not a Mandela effect. But the one that is a Mandela effect...
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's a Mandela effect. And then you have people that take these amazing pictures, and you could see it, you know? And I definitely don't think it's a Mandela effect, but it just makes me wonder, like, why they're really hiding our sun. I mean, I kind of got my own theories, but...
Well, I think it's like what we talked about. I think our consciousness is all connected, and I think we're connected to the real sun. And I think that's what they're trying to block out from us, and that's what they're using the chemtrails for as well. And the chemtrails to mask what's going on in the sky. Say, like, at certain times, it would be really exposed that it's a solar simulator, not a real sun. Well, they're going to use heavy chemtrails at that time.
Right.
Or when we're supposed to see certain things with the eclipse, and, you know, when they know we're going to see something different, they spray the sky like crazy so we can't make out what we're looking at.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I agree. I just thought that was interesting yesterday, his take on it anyway. But, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Just kind of weird.
And people, you know, people poo-poo on my ideas when I talk about these things. But, you know, I have a pretty good track record. I'm not fucking crazy. Like, just look into it. That's all I'm asking. I'm not saying I'm right. But it's like, oh, because I talk about the solar simulator, or I talk about the moon probably not being solid. James, I put you on the spot. Not really putting you on the spot because you already said it on the show. In your opinion, the moon doesn't look solid to you, right?
What was that?
The moon. You said before in a previous show that you don't think that the moon appears to be solid.
No. Well, there's something wrong with it. Like those P900 shots. It just doesn't look right. It's hard to explain exactly why. Yeah, it almost looks like some sort of projection.
I think it's a projection. If Fetzer was here, he'd say, it's not GCI, it's a projection. Yeah, no, I think it's a projected light of some sort. Whether it's technically a projection or a hologram, it's something in that, you know, classification for me. It's not
solid. But do you think it was always that, Brian? Do you think it was always that, or it's something happened to our moon and now it's just a fake one?
I think, okay, I got a couple theories. My one theory, and I brought this up on a show that we had before, is that the Polaris is really the light to rule the night sky. That's the second great light, the sun, and then Polaris, the North Star. Now, the North Star is the only star that doesn't move. It stays stationary over the North Pole. So it probably has a tremendous magnetic ties to the Earth because that's where the magnetic center is underneath. Okay? I think it's electromagnetically connected to the sun. And Polaris not moving proves that the Earth is stationary. It totally debunks the globe model, so I could see why they would want your attention focused on something else. Now, and I'm going to say something else. This also might be God's projection, too. Okay, this could be God's projection. I don't think it's solid. Is it man-made? Is it God? I don't know. I'm just giving you where the man-made agenda could fit in if it was man-made. Like, the first science fiction film was in, like, 1906. It was about the moon. You know, so I'm wondering, because there, if you look back in history, there is a lot of documentation of the time when a lot of people talked about there not being a moon in the sky. And I guess in a lot of the cave paintings and stuff, there's no moon, right?
That's right.
Now,
yeah,
I don't know
right.
how long back, fog, you know, how much I trust cave paintings and whatnot, but in all this old stuff, I mean, there's not always a moon. I think that the second great light may be Polaris, but that's just a theory. And then it could be God that put the sun and the moon, like a lot of people think, and I just don't think that they're solid. They're not balls spinning up there. It's not a burning ball of gas. It's not this cold rock you can land on. It's some form of a projection or a hologram image, because it also, it's very hard to track the apparent, the location of it. Because I think it's almost like it's in more than one place at once, and I know that sounds like a cop-out to having a better explanation, but that's really what I believe.
Could there be more than one moon?
Yeah, definitely. There definitely could be more than one moon and more than one sun. Yeah. I even said, James, if they're using the solar simulators underneath, right, it would make sense, because you don't want to have to go up and service them. That's obviously not efficient, probably not safe, and you're going to get caught. Somebody might film you. So all you got to do is have them fly in patterns. So you go around the flat world like this, right? So, you know, you fly so many hours this way until it's, you know, the middle of the night, 3 a.m. Nobody's looking at it anyways because your light's out, the moon's up, you're totally dark, so you're already cloaked. You come down and land, right? And then another one goes up and takes this path. And then when it's dark, it comes down and lands. And every time it lands, obviously people can refuel it, service it, and you just keep swapping them out like that. And nobody's going to see it if it's shut off at night and it's landing in some, you know, obviously you don't do it in the middle of a city, but you do it out in the woods or, you know, the mountain ranges. There's plenty of state parks that you're not allowed in at night. They could be swapping these things out anywhere. That's what I think.
Maybe they know how to make themselves invisible with all that stuff that they're coming out with.
Yeah, well, they don't even need to do that in this case, though, because they want these visible in the daytime totally because of the sun. And then at night, they're going to want to have it totally invisible because they're going to shut it off and the moon's on so they can just land it. Nobody's even going to see it. And they'll put the other one up before the sun comes up again and then turn it on when it's time.
Something, I mean, besides the fact that you can go out on any night when you see the moon and stand there and watch it through, but look at it through binoculars and see the clouds go behind the moon, you could sit transparent, but I just feel something, I don't know, something's off with day and night. It just doesn't feel the same anymore. Day feels like night and night feels like day. You want to sleep all day long and you're up all night. That's how I feel lately, especially really, really bad.
Yeah, I remember you had mentioned that.
Yeah, but it's getting worse.
Do you guys feel like time sped up?
Oh, absolutely, James. It feels like now, it feels like there's maybe 17, 18 hours in a day. That's how I feel. Definitely, definitely going faster.
Why do you feel that way, James?
Well, everybody does. Even just regular old people, they always say, oh, can't believe the year's over already, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but now it's just weird. Like, I feel like our bodies can't adjust to it because it happened too fast. I'm having a hard time adjusting to it. My sleeping patterns are so bad. Like, I go to bed and I'll sleep for 3 hours and I'm wide awake. I'm ready to do something. And then in the daytime, I can't keep my eyes open. I could sleep a solid 8 hours in the daytime, be up all night long.
Look, and that's not happened to me last night. I passed out at what time? Like, after work, I passed out at, like, 7 o'clock, and I woke up at 10 o'clock when you guys called me on the Hangout to be on the show last night. Like, I was literally sleeping when I answered it.
Just feels like we're trying to get used to it, but some of us are having a hard time. And I'm not the only one. You know, Brian, we talk about this a lot, even on the other live streams we do, but I just feel like it's hard for the body, the mind, the brain to adjust to it. Feels like it, sometimes I feel like I'm losing it. I feel like I don't sleep at all. And even when I'm sleeping, I'm doing things and I wake up tired. It's really, really weird. I just feel like somebody switched it. Somebody switched it. The days got shorter. Something got switched. That's how I feel. And I'm sticking to my story.
No, I hear what you're saying. You know? Do you want to get into some Mandela effects? Do you want to start with the body ones? You want to start with the other ones? What do you want to start with? We are talking about the body right now.
We can. Let me put my glasses on. I have glasses on top of glasses. I know. One is to hold my hair away from my face. I'm sorry. I just wanted to read the chat for a second.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, there's a list of like 20 of them we can go through. Then we can do the body. Go ahead, James.
You could start on that queen one because I don't agree with that one.
Okay, I don't think Gloria agrees either, but I think for me it's changed. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Always been my for me.
Pulled the trigger, now he's dead for me. James says it's always been my for him. It's my now in this reality. Put a gun against his head. Pulled the trigger, now he's dead.
I remember pulled my trigger.
I remember pulled the trigger. Also, some other, you know what? I'm going to bring up my screen share because I need to show some pictures here of the effects we're going to talk about. So give me 1 second.
Are we doing the human anatomy first, or
what do you want to do first? You want to do the anatomy?
No, you know what? We'll do it the way you said we'll do it. You know, we'll do the ambulatory, we'll do all that, and then we'll go into the human anatomy.
All right. So, yeah. Okay, so let me just change the window I was going to open then. Hang on. All right, so, you know, I've been saying that for a few weeks now that it's been slow with the Mandela effects, and that's not so much the case this week, that's for sure. There's a lot of them. I've been spending a lot of time, as you guys know lately, like doing shows and stuff, so I haven't been able to dig as much. So I definitely want to give credit to everybody that dug any of these up. I don't know who dug what up, just if you dug it up and I say it, thank you, I appreciate it. I'm not saying I'm the one that found any of these, all right? How about we start with Mount Rushmore? Can we start with that? Because that's a big one, but it's not the human anatomy.
Dude, I don't know what to say about Mount Rushmore. James, are you familiar with that?
Not enough to where I could say one way or the other.
Okay. Brian, what's going on with that? Because that's just...
Well, here, you guys can see it nice now, right? So what's going on with it is it keeps changing. It's much like the Thinker. It's much like the Statue of Liberty. I would say the statue has changed the most, but the Thinker and Mount Rushmore aren't far behind. This keeps changing. A hand appeared under here, under Lincoln. But more recently, we noticed that George Washington all of a sudden has a torso with a suit jacket. Now, this was just a few weeks ago that we noticed this. Remember, Gloria? So we were all analyzing this, right? And then lo and behold, and I don't know if it was yesterday, a few days ago, whenever it was, now his shoulders are really pronounced and come way out over here. In this, like, almost like he has shoulder pads on underneath his chin. I mean, it's definitely changing. Like, we're not crazy. Like, we're not just even going off just memory from years ago thinking about what we saw in books. Like, we looked at this a few weeks ago, and it's changed again. Just like the
Statue of Liberty. His chest, remember when all of a sudden the collar appeared when he didn't have a collar in that little lapel. Whatever it's called? It was just a flat rock.
Yeah.
That... I don't know what that is. Look, there's a UFO behind him.
I know.
maybe that's a sun simulator. But and then you see the way he's lifting his head over his shoulder. You know, like when somebody gets in your way, you try to lift your head out to get out of the way. So and then his hair. Look at his hair.
Yeah,
his
like hair the sideburns was like on the right. Like he looks like Biff from fucking Back to the Future or something.
Yeah, he's got like the little waves going in there. That was not like that. But this one completely blew my mind. And yeah, this thing changed so many times. So we do keep an eye on it. We do check on it every once in a while. And I think at this point, most of us pretty much know it well. And that is a really big change. Eventually, yeah, he's going to have like a three-piece suit on and pants and shoes.
I know.
Yeah, it's getting really, really, really crazy. And people can't deny it. I hope they see it.
Another one I want to talk about is another Sesame Street change. Much like Big Bird with his white feathers on his head now, now Oscar the Grouch has brown eyebrows. No, he didn't have these before, and we do have residue for this. And I haven't even really dug for residue yet. I just saw these in the group, so I'm sure there's a lot more out there. He always had black eyebrows, just like all the other characters, just like Bert and Ernie and Cookie Monster. They all had black eyebrows. He did not have brown eyebrows.
That's more like a reddish brown. That's kind of weird. I don't remember him looking like
this,
that.
This is what he actually looked like.
Well, you know, you look at even Big Bird. Remember, Big Bird now has white feathers on the top of his head. I don't remember ever seeing that.
Oh, no, yeah, that's insane for me.
For me, the Fluffagus changed color.
I'm going to show Big Bird real quick while we're talking about it, because that is a big one. Sorry if my laptop, that's what the problem is. I need to get a desktop. It'll be a little faster when I do these shows, but... yeah, Big Bird, check this out. For anybody that hasn't seen it yet, look at this stupid motherfucker with the white feathers on his head. He's never had those white feathers. I'm sorry. Well, you know, I mean, look at this. Look how stupid he looks. I mean, but this is stupid.
It's a small picture. Can't you, like, make it bigger?
Well, this one's big, right? It won't let me really go any...
But come on, dude, what is that? What is that?
It's nonsense. And you know, 4 years ago, I don't know, maybe 2012, 2013, I guess supposedly since then, he's been known as a transgender. Big Bird has come out of the closet as a transgender. And this happened about 6 years ago, but I guess I just missed that story. I mean, nobody would have been talking about that.
Well, just like Winnie the Pooh was female. Did you know Winnie the Pooh was female?
No, I didn't know Winnie the Pooh was female.
In this reality, Winnie the Pooh... is female.
And Humpty the Maybe Dumpty wasn't an egg. Humpty Dumpty was a fucking cannon now. A cannon fell off the wall and smashed.
Yeah, he's not an egg. But, you know, another one that bothered me that I when I was looking up Sesame Street, because I was looking at the Big Bird one. Okay, I remember Snuffleupagus being gray, like a grayish, darkish, you know, dirty color. He's brown.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, that doesn't look right. Gray is an elephant. He was the color gray. He wasn't brown.
He's always been brown to me, like the same color as Oscar the Grouch's eyebrows there, you know?
I'm so curious to know what people think in the group.
There's a big one that we need to bring up, so I'm going to cue that up. Go ahead. Talk to the chat for a second or whatever. See what they're saying. I'm going to bring up this image and have it ready.
Okay. Let's see what the chat's saying.
Crap, I don't have the residue handy with me, but it is out there. Paul had found it for me yesterday or whatever. But check this out, guys. So you guys know that, you know, the JFK assassination, obviously, is one of the biggest Mandela effects, and it's one of the early ones that most people know of, and it has more than one facet to it. And now it happens again, it seems. Now, I remember Lee Harvey Oswald, you know, James... James, you there?
Yeah.
So yeah, you remember the footage of Lee Harvey Oswald being shot by Jack Ruby?
Yes, I do.
What was Lee Harvey Oswald wearing?
Like a sweater.
Oh yeah. Well, now he does. He has a sweater and a white t-shirt. And I remember just a white t-shirt. And there is pictures of him with just the white t-shirt, but now, yeah, it is the sweater that we see.
I remember him wearing a white beater, you know, those t-shirts. They called them the white beaters. That's what I remember. Yeah, he wasn't wearing a sweater. No.
I don't remember. I remember a white t-shirt, but...
Right. Yep.
I don't know. So, Gloria.
Yes.
What about, this is a big one, and I know that you've probably brought this up on Brian's show in the past, and people that have been following the Mandela Effect closely probably know this, but other ones that don't, so this is one that's worth bringing up, because this is one that everybody knows. Everybody out there knows what the DEA is. I mean, everybody knows the DEA. Right, guys? Everybody in the chat, you guys have all heard of the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency? Well, it's not the Drug Enforcement Agency. It never has been. It's the Drug Enforcement Administration now. And apparently that's what it's always been. That's a big one for me. Glory, what do you think about?
Well, my son just graduated the police academy. When I told him, he laughed. He says, oh, you're crazy. That's not what it means. I'm like, go look it up. That's what it means now. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's always been that, allegedly. And, it was always the Drug Enforcement Agency, mm-hmm. not the administration. And another one that's similar is, you know, and as much as the stuff that they have in the museum is bullshit and promoting fucking absolute lies, the Smithsonian Institute now has never existed, and it's always been the Smithsonian Institution. That is a big one for me, because that just sounds so absurd and so ridiculous. It was always the Smithsonian Institute.
Smithsonian Institution. Oh my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is. It's like they're making fun of us. We need an institution.
Yeah, so let's talk about this. How about this one, Gloria? You want to talk about this?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. What the hell is it? How's that? Okay. All right. I'm not saying that I've studied bridges my whole life, but what the hell is that?
The Hands of God's bridge in Vietnam. Well, and I thought this was fake when you showed me this, remember? James, doesn't this, mm-hmm. this picture, you would think it's fake probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like some sort of artist conception or something.
Now look at this.
It's far from fake.
I thought it was fake too, but this doesn't look fake. Yeah, look at this.
I mean, how come we never heard about this? How come we never seen this on television? How come when we watch the shows about all the beautiful bridges and how they were built and so, how come we never heard about this?
Yeah, because it didn't exist. Same reason you never heard about the Great Wall of Pakistan, the Great Wall of India. You all heard about the Great Wall of China. Now there's great walls everywhere. There's all these Christ the Redeemer statues popping up. There's these giant hands popping up. There's the monuments in Virginia that I'll show you guys real quick that I'm sure, you know, a lot of people know, but a lot of people don't.
The Great Walls of China, you have to look that up, because now it's a bunch of walls. Now it's a bunch. That. They found a bunch more.
India, and apparently Pakistan, everywhere. Yeah. And look at these. These 43 presidential heads just popped up in a field in Virginia a couple of years ago. Nobody knows. Yeah. About them. They're just there. It's no big deal. They're like, there's pictures of people like climbing on the back of them too with like a ladder. These things are like 30 feet tall. These aren't little like things in the yard. Like, these things are gigantic. So we never heard about this, but we hear about Mount Rushmore and all these other things.
This is in Virginia, right? That's in Virginia?
Yeah, it's in Virginia.
No, I'm sorry. Come on, that's completely ridiculous. That's completely ridiculous. I mean, I would want to go see it. I'm always in Virginia. I was in Virginia last September for 2 weeks. I would want to go see that. That's completely ridiculous.
Yeah,
the Black Tom of monuments.
The what?
Yeah. What about Black Tom, James?
Yeah.
Black Tom is the biggest one for me. Really. And Gloria, you're from New York. You know, we've talked about this, but you know, you've never heard of the Black Tom attack until this whole Mandela Effect thing in the last couple of years. I've never heard of it. James, this is a good question for me to ask you, because and you brought it up, the Black Tom attack. I mean, to think of how much we studied 9/11, and you've seen every piece of footage, James, every documentary. I mean, you were looking at it since like 2004 or 5, whenever you said it was, even when it happened after high school, you said you were looking at it right away, and you know, we never.
Yeah, even in the 2 or 3 years, still watch stuff about it.
Yeah, and we've never
it's
ever.
The biggest event of my lifetime.
Yeah, and when did you ever hear about the Black Tom before I maybe brought it up to you or somebody else on the internet, like around that time?
Never. All I ever heard about was Pearl Harbor and the 1993 World Trade Center bombing and the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yep. They said Pearl Harbor was the first foreign attack on U.S. soil. That they said it over and over, James, every time. And, you know, to think you guys wouldn't learn this in school is bad enough. And I know that schools suck and they don't teach you shit, but, you know, the stuff they do teach you, most of it is lies, but this is one of their lies. Obviously, we don't think somebody, even though it's a Mandela effect now, we still don't think somebody probably went in there and really blew it up, that a German. I'm not even buying that, but that's the story now. It's always been there. So we should have learned about that in school. You guys didn't learn about it in school.
I'm sorry, Brian. That's why the Statue of Liberty was closed, right? The torch, because of the shrapnel or something like that.
Yeah, they said that
apparently a couple of hundred people died in New Jersey also.
I'm not sure how many people they said died. Though the statue never had the torch open, they say, but people have been there. I've talked to people that have been there. One of them, we had some back and forth on my page about it. She's been to the torch. Other people have been to the torch. To think that the torch was never opened because of a terrorist attack in New York, it didn't get mentioned in the 9/11 footage at all after all the research we did, and we're not even talking about just an explosion in New York. It's the Statue of Liberty, which is like the symbol of freedom. So you're telling me this thing got fucking bombed, and that's not the first thing they mentioned on 9/11? The only past events you heard about in New York, James, is... We heard about the fucking, you know, the Empire State Building and the plane in 1947. We heard about that, like, you know, in our research, you know, that wasn't like a mainstream thing because I was kind of making our point about Tower 7. But we heard about that in the community. This whole thing about the Black Tom wasn't even out there. James, you never heard of it, right? Ever, 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 ever mentioned.
Never, ever. And I've literally researched with tens of thousands of hours. I mean, like, it would have been mentioned at least once somewhere.
Yeah, and they said it was so big.
It was kind of mean.
Yeah, it was so big. It measured a 5.5 on the Richter scale, Gloria, and they felt it in Philadelphia. It's like, come on, dude, and we never heard of this. This is in New York, New Jersey, and the statue got damaged, and we never heard of it. And it's crazy. While we're on the statue, I mean, we could do a show on the statue. We could do a series of shows on the statue.
When you live in New York, you're like, your field trips in school are always to the Statue of Liberty. Always. My girlfriend went there with her husband for their anniversary. They celebrated. They went up to the torch and she took pictures. And I'm like, you have to find these pictures. You know, I can't wait to see if she's going to look for them, whatever. But no. I remember when they would do construction on it, they were fixing it. And, you know, I remember they had all the scaffolds and up like that. And I think that was in the late 90s, I want to say. And it was up there. They were doing it for a while. But hell no. And then people dying in Jersey. No. Never.
Yeah, and how about now?
But apparently it happened.
Yeah. Oh, huh? I mean, you know, you're from New York and you've even said, you know as well as I do that the Statue of Liberty was on Ellis Island. I have never even heard of Liberty Island until a few years ago. Never heard of it. Ever, ever, ever. It's absolutely absurd. And there's a lot of residue. I've posted a lot of pictures of it. There's been people that, and I'll show some of the images in a few minutes if we need to, but there's been images of people that, so they went to the Statue of Liberty, and this is before the flip happened, so this was like 2014, 2015, right? It was, they went there, Facebook tagged them, because they had that tag on, and it literally says, at the Statue of Liberty at Ellis Island is where it tagged them. And now all their merchandise and stuff, they said, changed, and all their brochures and everything, and they were going crazy online, but they still have that picture. I have the picture. I'll bring the picture up in a second.
You could see people actually, like where I was born, you could see them at the promenades, and they're standing there taking pictures at the promenades with the Statue of Liberty right behind them. That is nothing there. It's like, what were they posing? You know, there's nothing there. Liberty Island, never heard of it. Nope, sorry.
Oh, it's crazy. Here's the picture. Right,
it's
here.
Not possible it could have two names. Like, you know, some countries, like, have two names. Like,
no, because there's a whole nother island now, James, because Ellis Island still exists. Now there's also Liberty Island, and that's where the statue is.
Which is really more towards Jersey than New York.
Look what that says. At Statue of Liberty, comma, Ellis Island.
Yeah. No, there wasn't an extra island. Sorry.
No, there absolutely was not. It's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And then here is the old location. This is in Crocodile Dundee 2. There's this residue. This is where it is, Ellis Island. See how close it is to New York? That's how it was. That's how I remember seeing it. Now it's so far away, James. When you look at, like, even footage from 9/11 or whatever, it's just so far out of place. It's just, it's wrong. It's not right. Now this is where it is. This is a little meme I made. Look how far it is. Look at it.
I mean, for some people, you know, they think we're crazy. They say, you know, it's always been there. Hey, listen, I could see the Statue of Liberty from my window. I could tell you. No. Never going to happen. And you know what's funny?
Brian.
What? Go ahead.
Brian, stand by for Richard Hall's second study where he analyzes the Statue of Liberty and finds it's more or less consistent.
Somebody's been spamming my 9/11 videos with his stuff too lately, James. I swear to God, on like four or five videos. You gotta really analyze Richard Hall.
Yeah, I saw that.
It doesn't end. Glory, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, okay, that's okay. No, I was saying that my ex-husband drove the water taxi, the ferry from Jersey to the Statue of Liberty. And he's not Mandela affected. Besides being a moron, he's not. No, I don't mean that. He's not Mandela affected. But, you know, he used to always say to me when we were married, you're the portrait of Dorian Gray. You're the portrait of Dorian Gray. Now when I ask him, I says, you remember what you used to say to me? He goes, yeah, you're the picture of Dorian Gray. I'm like, no, you say portrait. And he goes, yeah, portrait. No, picture. He's confused. But anyway, he drove the water taxi back and forth. And I remember that was like one of the biggest Mandelas for me was the Statue of Liberty. I think like the first, I don't remember. But, and I called him up and I says, where is the Statue of Liberty? And he goes on Ellis Island. Then he goes, no, I mean Liberty Island. And I'm like, what's Liberty Island? He's like, what's wrong with you? He says, it's always been on Liberty Island. I was like, I've never heard of it. So he's not Mandela. But it's funny the way initially he said Ellis Island and then Ellis Island turned to.
It's like a crazy thing because this is the thing when I say, like, I really think it does affect everybody. But a lot of people just aren't, you know, they're not attuned to it. Their frequency isn't at that level to pick up on it because, like, you'll notice that they'll be sure of something like the lion and the lamb. They'll tell you 100 times, it's lion and the lamb, and then you prove them wrong, and, oh, no, it's just my memory. So it does affect them, and it's just like they just won't look at it. And I know it obviously affects somebody like me and you way more than some people who it might barely affect them, but it affects everybody because, again, everybody knows C-3PO was always all gold. Everybody knows. They don't even come with the argument, no, he was silver, you're crazy, you just don't remember. They all know he was gold, but then they just come up with some other bullshit excuse and they tell you it was remastered or it's the Blu-ray release, and it's like, right. Dude, that has nothing to do with that. You're not even scraping the surface of looking into this. These people are terrible researchers, and they drive me nuts.
Maybe it's just not their time. Maybe it's just not their time to wake up. I don't know. Either that or their box.
Then don't mock maybe. Us, okay? I get it if you don't have time to look into a certain topic. There's so many topics. You can't be looking into all the truths. It just doesn't happen. But you should be.
Well, you know what it is. I mean, people like you, me, Paul. I mean, we go on the computer and we do research for hours and hours and hours. Seriously, and I've been doing this for the longest time, just like you, Brian. You know, just like, and we're not pulling this out of our ass. We're not making it up. You know, and they come and they dismiss it right away without doing any kind of research whatsoever because they'd rather go eat bonbons and watch television or go watch the game.
Yeah.
Dude, don't dismiss it. Go do the research. It's right there. I mean, you can't believe everything that you hear either on YouTube and the research.
No,
you have to kind of, you know.
No, but you know what else, too? One issue, guys. And you know what the thing that makes me more mad about the one issue, guys, James and Gloria, is – it's like when it's people that know us already, James, like people that have followed us through no planes and no victims and Sandy Hook and the moon landing, and then now we're just crazy on this and you won't look at it. Like, can you at least give me the respect after all the other truths that I told you to at least look at it? Like, those are the people that drive me nuts. And the thing with Flat Earth or Mandela Effect, when you try and get, no matter who you're trying, not no matter who, but when you try and usually get somebody to look into it, if they're not into either one or they're just into one and not the other, they dismiss it as a psyop, and it's just like the shit we heard with no planes, James. Can you maybe elaborate on that for a minute and tell people what it was like when, you know, we were talking about no planes eight years ago and whatnot? It was the same type of thing, wasn't it? even worse.
Yeah, people were saying the exact same things. And it's so frustrating as well, because it, like you were saying, it's so much easier now. Like we, people like me, we had to do all the groundwork and the sifting through all the crap. It's so much easier now. You don't have to sit there for thousands of hours and research a topic for a year and a half before you figure it out. All that groundwork's been done, and they still won't look at it.
You have people like me that were there for 9/11, and they're still so brainwashed. I mean, they were there. You've seen it. I mean, my girlfriend is a dental hygienist, and she worked right there. And it's like nobody seen any planes. Nobody heard any planes. It was nothing like that. But yet she'll still go with the story, oh, the planes hit the building. And I'm like, we were there. I was there watching the second building when it got hit.
Yeah, well, that's where the media brainwashing is so thick. People say, oh, I'm not brainwashed. You definitely are brainwashed. And the plane is a perfect – New York City is the perfect spot to do something like this. James, you want to elaborate on why New York City with all the tall buildings is the perfect spot?
Because you can't look up and over. Your view's obscured.
Right.
Unless you're a long way away.
That's right. Yeah. You go on certain blocks in Manhattan and there's no sun.
Yeah.
There's no sun whatsoever. It's all shade for blocks and blocks.
And then they're telling you an airplane is doing 500 miles an hour. So if you're there but you miss the airplane, you can write it off in your own head that you just missed it. Never mind that you didn't hear it. You're that brainwashed that you didn't even hear it, okay? But you could say why you didn't visually see it because it was so fast in the building. But you would hear it, but then they start to believe their own lies that they see on the media. And that's why in the intro, when I played it, the Holly guy comes out and he's talking with Rick Leventhal. And he's talking about, he watched the first plane, then the second plane, and then the building came down mostly due to structural failure because the fire is just too hot. Like, it's the most scripted thing ever. But you'll also notice that the reporter says many times in that interview that it was just like a movie. And the reason they tell you that is because when you look at it, you're looking at it, it's fake. It looks like a fucking movie. But they're telling you subliminally over and over in all these interviews, it was just like a movie. It was surreal. It was just like a movie. In one clip, Gloria, there's even one guy comes out. He's this firefighter, this black guy, dressed up and looks like a shiny Halloween costume. He doesn't get a speck of dirt on him, right? It's like 9, 10 at night. He says he's been in the debris pile all day. It's like hotter than the sun. It's like Vietnam. It's a war zone. And then after throwing out all these bullshit keywords, right, the reporter at the desk says, he's like, it's almost like something you would see in Hollywood. It's almost like a digital effect obliterated the Twin Towers, except it's all too real. And then they end the broadcast. And they said this over and over. It's just like a movie. It was just like a movie. James, when I say I've seen it in 100 interviews, that's probably not even an exaggeration.
No, not at all. Probably more than that. It's funny. That reminded me of the whole mostly due to structural failure. That's like Richard Hall's more or less consistent. mostly due.
Yeah. Mostly. Yeah. So the argument, Gloria, in case you missed it, is so I debated Fetzer 3 times on 9/11, and I'm trying to present how the plane isn't real and it's CGI. He's agreeing the plane isn't real, but he's trying to say it's a hologram. And he went way off the rails on it because, first of all, I showed it can't be a hologram because the video would match if it was just a hologram that was really being filmed. And the trajectories would match, but they don't, okay? It's bad computer animations that don't line up. But the other thing, too, is if it's a hologram and not a fake video, it lets the media totally off the hook. And the media is the enemy here. Because if it's a hologram, you know what that means? That means it's probably a military operation. The media could be there, and just like the regular folk, they see what they perceive to be something real in the sky, a hologram, and they film it. So the media still keeps their credibility. So I asked Jim, where's this hologram from? Oh, it's from, 2,000 feet to the right, and it's from I'm like, oh, well, how's it being projected, and it's going through all this crowded skyline and everything, right? The airplane, it's like totally impossible. Oh, it's being projected from another plane that's stealth and cloaked. And I'm like, wow, this guy is fucking out of his mind, right? And then so they're telling us that we need to study the Richard Hall study, and Fetzer told me that the footage in there is more or less consistent. There is no such thing as more or less consistent. Like, it's got to be either consistent, or not, if there's any that don't match, if the trajectories don't match from film to film on the same airplane, you're not looking at real footage. And there's ones that are drastically different. There's the dive bomber shots that come in and just like this. There's shots where even ascends and goes up and in.
Just bream.
Which one?
See, the way you said that, it was the same way as the Harley guy said it. It just breamed right in.
Oh, yeah. Just breamed right in, smashing out through the other side. And then I watched both towers collapse, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
Ryan, let me ask you a question. Do you think when...
Ground Zero is a buzzword as well.
Yeah, for sure. What, Gloria?
I just want to ask you a question. Do you think that... The 9/11 thing where the plane flew into the Pentagon, do you think that's a Mandela or do you think that's a cover-up? Because in my reality, it crashed into a part of the building that was under construction, so there was nobody there.
That's
but in
exactly
this reality,
what I told James. No, that's a Mandela for me. I told James he disagrees, but I even have a meme I made of that. So in my where I come from, the Pentagon was hit under a wing that was under construction specifically for that type of attack, but nobody was in it. I don't even think a plane hit it, first of all. Let me just say that. But the story goes, and nobody was in it, so nobody died in the Pentagon. That's what I remember. And there's actually a lot of residue video showing that nobody died at the Pentagon. But then, now that for me, the number jumped up from 2,864, I believe it is, to 2,996. For me, it was always close to 3,000, but it wasn't just four away. It was a more rounded up number. It was from the high 2,800s. And now, what made it jump is supposedly 125 people died at the Pentagon. For me, that is a Mandela effect, and it's very weird because, you know,
I don't think that's them just changing the story.
James would know. I trust James' research that
much. To me, that was always true about the being under construction and whatever, but there was still like 100 and something people that died there, but that's the reason why it wasn't thousands. They said if it hit any of the other wings, it would have been like thousands or something.
I mean, nobody got killed, nobody got hurt because there was nobody in there.
What I mean is that the story was that there wasn't many people in there. It was just construction workers or what, like there were still people in there, but not many.
Right. You say definitely Mandela then, right?
No, he's saying not. He's saying it's always been the
story. No, you, Brian, yeah, you're saying Mandela.
Yeah, for me, yeah. It's weird, too, because me and James researched all the same stuff for so many years. It's weird that we have a different view on that right there. That's a big key part of it, too, but it's just how I always remembered it. It's fucking
And that's what the Mandela effect is. Everybody has a different
memory. Yeah, it's so strange because we have such a deep connection on 9/11 and our research and all the shows we did to think that we would be totally different on one major factor like that and never spoke about it until now or until the last several months or whenever when I first brought it up to him. It's very weird. You know, it's hard to
remember. What do you remember from the day? Like, just on the day, do you remember them saying on the day that it was just people on the plane and no one else?
Yeah, that's what I remember. I remember it was just people on the plane. It hit a section of the Pentagon, a wing of the Pentagon, they called it, that was under construction, being reinforced specifically for that type of thing, and that nobody was in it.
That's one hell of a coincidence, by the way.
Well, but hey, Brian,
there's a lot of those coincidences going on, James. All right, you got fucking passports that are found out on the sidewalk, but they tell you the fucking inside of the World Trade Center is literally hotter than what they tell you the surface of the sun is. So, you know, all from a jet plane. One second, Gloria. All from a jet plane that when it made the hole, it's so hot, it's the source of the heat that it melts the towers, but yet we have Edna Cintron standing in the fucking hole waving to the camera for 20-25 minutes, and she's fucking perfectly fine. Sorry, Gloria, go ahead.
No, it's okay. We have a little bit of a lag. That's why if I'm stepping on you, I have a little bit of a lag. But
no, you're just rude. Just kidding.
No, for me, I remember when that plane hit, whatever it was that hit, Cannonball. They didn't mention how many people were on the plane. They didn't mention anybody's name.
No, they
died.
Didn't mention it the first day, but no. I don't know. I wasn't really researching it at all until 2010. So, you know, I don't remember exactly when, but I thought they had mentioned the names like a day or two after, but I thought they mentioned the
nobody. I didn't hear them, and I kept asking. I was like, how many people on that?
James, ask James. They They totally inflated, as fake as I believe the death toll totally is, they totally inflated that number at the beginning, right, James? They were talking like 10,000 at first for a while, right? And it kept changing.
Oh, yeah, like on the day, they on the actual day, they were saying like 25,000, and sort of a week later, it was like 10,000. But what I remember from the day is they said like 1,000 people died at the Pentagon. Wow. Like, that's what I remember. And then it gradually just kept coming down and down until about a year later it settled around 3,000.
Yeah,
which in and of itself is quite suspicious, because you would have a final death toll within a few days if you think about it.
Because
the observation deck wasn't open. It's going to be people who worked in that building. Either they came home or they didn't. You know who's going to be on the plane. Shouldn't take a year to get a final death toll. They should have had one within... Even in earthquakes, you usually have something pretty close within a week or whatever.
Well, like we talked about with Willie Rodriguez and his ridiculous story with the magic key and running in and out of the fucking building with the firefighters and open all the doors, which is just totally absurd. We talked about how they would have like key cards and stuff. All these people would be like electronically logged into work every day. It'd be so easy to track who was there and who wasn't. And like you said, the observation deck and the windows on the world weren't open. We know that that's why they did the attack so early. But back when we didn't know this, we would question, hey, why would they hit the buildings at 8:47 a.m.? Why wouldn't they wait until a little later in the day when it's definitely more crowded? Well, that's because the tourist attractions opened at 9:30, so they wouldn't have to suspiciously turn anyone away. You come to go to the tourist attraction at 9 o'clock. Well, guess what? There's a plane in the building, and we're closed, so you got to turn around. It's not you show up at a normal business hour, and you're turned around, and then you tell the media later, hey, something funny happened. I tried to go there and they turned me around. So that's why they did it at that time.
Yeah, so that eliminates tourists really as victims. So you should have a final death toll pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's going to be people that worked in the building. Either they're in the morgue, they went home, they're in the hospital, they're dead. Well, they're not missing.
That's why they have the missing pictures are so funny, right, James?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like they got abducted by aliens or something. You know, they're not missing.
Yeah, so they went, Glory, they went to New York, and supposedly all the families, they rolled in and randomly put up all these pictures of their loved ones on the wall that didn't call and didn't return home, and they put them up as, like, missing. And they're all stuck up in alphabetical order and, like, all with the same tape. Like, it's so obvious they weren't just randomly pinned up. It's pretty ridiculous. Pretty ridiculous. Yeah.
Sure is. You know, that too, along with the 9/11 being a Mandela effect as far as that building. Also, the other thing was they said that there was a hurricane headed towards New York that day, which that was a Mandela effect because there was no hurricane headed towards New York that day. And the other day I was watching a video about 9/11.
You sure that's a Mandela effect and not just disinfo to back up Judy Wood and other people's theories?
No, they were showing the weather report for that day, and they were showing a hurricane coming and this and that, and I was watching it.
Yeah, Hurricane Erin.
I don't remember what it was, but what I remember is that a few days ago, I was watching a video or movie, I don't remember what it was, and there was a part in there where the guy says, when 9/11 hit, it was the most beautiful day out, the sun was shining, and that's what I remember, because there was no hurricane, no rain, no hurricane, but apparently... If you look it up now, they'll say that there was a hurricane headed towards New York. That's not true. My son was in school. They would have had the schools closed. No. That was a really big Mandela. And you could find the residue out there. You could find it. So, Mandela, you have some splaining to do.
Yeah. I wanted to speak to a topic that I've spoke about a few times. And I'm glad, James, you're here to talk about this now, too. And that is why, and I'm not saying this means every event, but, you know, so far from what I've been looking into, it's definitely what happens just about all the time. But there obviously can be real things that happen. But in these hoax events, you know, James, why is it easier? And I've answered this. You haven't been here for a while, so I want your opinion. Why you people will say, oh, they can't hoax killing these people. They can't hoax killing these kids in a school. They can't hoax this shooting. They can't hoax this terror attack. They really killed these people. Why does it make – it actually makes much more sense into hoaxing these events for multiple reasons. You want to explain why you believe that is?
Sorry, I missed that. You were cutting out. What was the question?
So – you know, I want, in your opinion, why? Because, you know, people, when you try and explain to them a hoax, an event being hoax, not just the false flags with deaths, but an actual hoax when nobody's getting hurt. And people think that's absurd. But can you explain to the audience why that actually makes much more sense for multiple reasons? Why it makes more sense to totally fake it than to actually hurt somebody?
Because it's easier to get people to go along with it. It's not as much of a burden on their conscience.
Yeah, like, and for instance, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, and it's easier to, you don't have as much of a mess to clean up. And technically, you could argue you're not actually committing a crime.
It's true, like, you brought that up before. What could they really get charged with? Especially when they show their
destruction.
Yeah, especially when they show their hand all the time, like with NASA. You know, I believe they totally show their hand. They tell you right in your face, oh, we can't leave low Earth orbit, oh, we can't go to the moon, or, you know, it's like, oh, our pictures are Photoshop, but people, they don't even care. You know, it's crazy. It's real crazy.
I think people are just afraid. I think they're just afraid to know the truth because they put so much trust, you know, in the so-called higher-ups. They put so much trust in them. They're just afraid to know that they're being betrayed. Because what do you do? You know, how do you handle that?
I was thinking about that the other day as well. I think, too, like, once you admit something that big, you pretty much have to devote the rest of your life to doing what we do. And yeah. I think that's why they don't want to.
But do you think they realize that point? Do you think they realize that point in the beginning, though? Like, right when they're going to first wake up that, oh, this means I'm going to have to devote my life to researching this? I don't think they would already realize that until a few months in, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You look at it this way, if God forbid somebody you know got killed like that, you would want to research the shit out of it, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want to look deeper and...
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I just think that they don't want to know. They just don't want to know.
No, they don't want to know, and it's really sad. Go ahead, James.
We were talking about this before. Most people just are not prepared to devote hundreds of thousands of hours to researching the stuff like we have, you know.
And then the hate, you know, and the anger that comes along with it. You know, you don't know what to do with it.
There's a lot of that came my way, huh, James? I was trying to tell Gloria that because he had this Mandela effect troll, you know, making these little stupid one-minute videos about me. And I'm trying to tell these people, like, this is nothing, like, you guys have no idea what it was like back in the 9/11 days. Like, it was bad.
Yeah, you're loved by many.
Just for speaking my mind. I never said what I'm saying is the absolute truth, but it's, you know, and every time after time, it seems to be what pans out, you know? So I don't know why I'm so crazy. I'm not crazy. You should look into it. And I'm not saying I'm any smarter than you. You look into these topics, I think you'll all come to the same conclusions if you just put some time into it. Especially now, like James said, we already laid the groundwork, and there were people that laid the groundwork for us before us as well. But so it speeds the process up as an event gets older. It's like, for instance, when James first got into 9/11, to get really deep into the no planes right away, it just wasn't happening. There's so many other layers to get through, like Building 7 and all this other shit you got to get through, and it takes time. But now that we've been through the Building 7, we've been through the no planes, we've been through the occupancy issues, now, like, people like me and people like James, people like other 9/11 researchers, we lay it out there and people just have to find it. So I put all, if you guys listening, if you like our ideas on 9/11, that's where we started this. This is Dose of Reality Radio, by the way, if you're listening. We started in 2010. And it was pretty much, not all 9/11, because we do talk about everything like we do now, but it was heavy, heavy 9/11 right in the beginning. That was our bread and butter. And I put all of our shows that I could find up to YouTube since 2010 until now, and I put them all in chronological order for you guys. So if you go to the playlist and hit autoplay, you can start at 2010 from when I first realized it, and then go right along with the steps I took rather than just, you know, dumping straight into the whole idea, the whole hoax thing right off the bat. So I really recommend that playlist. And at the end of this video, you know, I'll make sure we get it in the chat. And if you're watching this video later, at the end of the video, you'll literally see it on the screen. I'll put it up there where you can click on it because I figured out how to do that now. It's so cool. Did you see that, Gloria? Did I show you?
Yeah. It's awesome. You know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go.
Ryan, I think it's easier now because you don't have to take Building 7 and shove it in people's faces for 9 years.
It's all already been done. You can see the wind through the trees now.
Yeah.
A bit easier.
That call will never be lived down from that guy. That was good. That was classic. Nothing was as good as the Judy Wood and Pete Santilli, what they did, though. That was... I don't know, the hoi polloi, too. I mean, these people, man, they really, you know, they really got some problems. They got some problems upstairs. Loco in the cabeza, you know what I mean? Can we jump back to the Mandela effect, Gloria?
Yeah, I just wanted to say one thing about that. After this, can we take a few minute break? Because I have something that's trying to like rip my eye out of my head.
That's so perfect. I have a song ready. Why don't we do that right now? We'll take a quick
all
break.
Right, before I go, I just wanted to say this. With all the things with reality changing before our eyes, do you feel any kind of difference with the 9/11 thing? Because the story's still the same. You know what I mean? It's like the residue is there. All the work that you do is there, but yet reality's changing. But that's not changing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but that doesn't... I don't know. I don't
it's
really think
odd,
of any
though. Difference. It's kind of odd because you look at our history now, and, you know, who was the youngest president? And that changed. He's no longer the youngest president.
Well, we might wake up tomorrow, and it might be fucking November 11th that it happened and not September. 11/11.
With all the reality changes, that still hasn't changed. The residue is still there. You know, I just think that's kind of weird. I think maybe it's really important.
Yeah, I don't know. You know? At least people like me and James, like, we got that upstairs. Like, we talk about why do we do these interviews all the time? Why do we do these shows? And it's because, and we know, whether it's from a Mandela effect or it's a CIA type of thing where they just wipe in your information, we could lose our information at any point. Audio, video, our pictures can change. All types of shit can happen. But at least if we have these conversations, even if these videos get taken down, my channel gets shut down, we might not remember everything, but we're going to remember a good portion of every show that we did and the conversations that we had and the ideas that we shared. And I think that's really important.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Well, so
hopefully
far, it seems like our mind is what's really strong. They can't change our mind. Like, they do with brainwashing and all that, absolutely change your mind. But once you break all that free, they really can't change your memory. Your memory, you have to trust your senses, just like with the flat earth and everything else, trusting your common sense, trusting your observations. Well, with this stuff, you got to trust your memory and don't doubt it. Doesn't mean your memory's always right, but before you just throw it away and trust what they're telling you has changed and you have bad memory, No.
Everybody's so afraid of, like, you know, in the Manila community, they're all afraid of the 5G. And it's like, what if, you know, they zap our memory and we don't remember any of this? And I keep telling them, you have nothing to be afraid of because we're so awake. We can't be touched. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. And I'm going with it. We cannot be touched. What we know, and that will never change.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a bad approach to have because, you know, we take so much shit from people, and I really feel the same way. I look at this as all as a positive thing. Obviously, I don't look at the, you know, 500-year deception with the globe and all that as a positive thing that they did. But the fact that we're awakening to that, the fact that the Mandela effect is not only happening, but we are the ones fortunate enough not only to be seeing it, Gloria, but we are the ones fortunate enough to be highly affected by it. And I don't think that's and maybe we don't know what it is. But it's certainly not because we're the fucking idiots, okay? That's all I have to say. Exactly. You know?
And on that note, we could take a break and we're all going to come back and look like Snuffleupagus. We're going to enter a different timeline.
All right, everybody. Listen to Dose of Reality Radio. Brian Stavely, Gloria Cannata, James Sloan. We're having a great talk today. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. This is my backup. And subscribe my main channel. I don't know where you're watching this video later on in the replay. So Brian S. Stavely on YouTube and The Real News Online on YouTube. And we'll be right back in a few minutes, guys.
Capture that in your feet, start running. Big dreams are bending, there's no time, all the clocks are bending. Light pulsating, plus streams coming, replace the things are changing. History is in the making. We stand up, our guns are blazing. No more sleeping, no obeying. They live, and it's time to know that. I woke up and I won't go back. Fuck the elite, don't cut them no slack. Get them at the roots and they won't grow back. And I won't miss them. For way too long we've been a victim. Now we're glitches in the system, clawing our way up just to get some. Look at how they treat us. Programmed since you were a fetus. I see reptiles, I see demons sucking on some baby penis. Welcome to the Matrix. This is the base of your enslavement. Most people just don't want to face it. They'd rather be taxed and stay complacent. Not me, not ODD. Wait till the CIA gets a load of me. No Agent Smith controlling me. But for me, that's the way that it's supposed to be.
I'm watching.
You gotta use your eyes all the time, because the one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. You could come with me and you will find that you are the master of the construct of your own mind. All the walls within you, never press pause, don't stop, continue. Just look at the mess that we got us into. Now it's time to fix it, otherwise we're mental. We stand our ground, you dive right in. We're natural against machine, we're factual. You're stuttering inside of pillars crumbling.
And I will even say this, such an impression is a clue that at some past time point, a variable was changed, reprogrammed as it were, and that because of this, an alternative world branched off.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. Let me turn my camera back on for you guys. We're coming back from a quick break. I want to thank you, everybody, for listening today. I want to thank everybody that's subscribed to my backup channel. I know how much of a pain in the ass this shit is. I remember following people. They're on their second channel. They're on their third. Please try and understand. It's not us. That's the system doing that to us. And we at least got to support each other. When people drop a channel or whatever, lose their privileges like I did, we always get their backup channel or their third channel or their second Facebook, because you never know what's going to happen. So what we do here is on this Real News Online channel, it's my backup, and I'm on a 90-day ban. So I'm doing live videos here, and then I upload them to my main channel. So if you like the content here, make sure you go to my main channel, because I have like 75 videos up there now. Granted, the only like 15 of them are on video, some are audio from years before, but I have a ton of content over there. It's Brian S. Stavely on YouTube, you know, youtube.com/user/Brian S. Stavely. You can find it all in the show notes. Gloria, it's pretty good conversation today, right? A little different. We got James here, so we get a lot into 9/11 and stuff. And James knows a lot about, you know, a lot of the hoax, fake events that I look into, false flags, things like that.
Right.
James, what do you think about, and I gave my opinion the other day, I think. What do you think about the newest shooting? I mean, I didn't even look at it.
No, neither. I still haven't looked at it. It's just even Groundhog looked. Day, you know.
It really is. I mean, because, okay, remember, at least when I say the first one, I'm talking about my own personal experience. I know you guys might have looked at an event, a shooting, mass shooting before that you know isn't real, whatever. But for me, the first big one, James, was Gabby Giffords. Would you agree with that? That was the first one where it's like, all right, now we know 9/11 was a joke. Now we got these shootings, and the Gabby Giffords one was really bad, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, about as bad as you can get.
Are you familiar with that, Gloria? No, maybe she's not there. Yeah, but the Gabby.
No, I'm here. My cursor got stuck. It wouldn't press it. No, I'm not.
Oh, well, the Gabby Giffords one was just awful. And she comes out after she supposedly got shot in the head. Right, and then she, like, a week later, she's given anti-gun speeches. She's married to Mark Kelly, who is the twin brother of Scott Kelly, the astronaut that was always doing the flips and stuff on the alleged space station. So the total family of frauds. And then she claims she can't use, like, the left side of her face or whatever. And then there's a video of her playing a clarinet out the right side and reading music with the left. And it's just like, it's so over the top ridiculous. And with that one, that was one of the first big ones where I know people use the term crisis actors. I don't really like to use that term, because a lot of the people that use that term are people that haven't really looked into it well. And they'll call anybody a crisis. Oh, this person's been at this event and that event. And it's like, no, you got to really, you know, look into it a little more. But this stuff definitely does happen. But that one was one of the first ones that had a couple obvious ones. There was like a sheriff and like a deputy that worked together, like a guy and a woman. And then they played the identity of like witnesses and stuff. It was pretty over the top. And then after that, seeing Sandy Hook, and then seeing Pulse nightclub, Aurora, James, remember the Puerto Rican guy from the Batman shooting?
Oh, yeah, he was so excited to see the Batman movie.
All he talked about was he was so excited to see the movie, and people were dying around me, and I still got the ticket. I got the ticket right here, man, because I'm so happy I'm still alive. And he's carrying around
it's
the
like
ticket.
It's like Willie's magic key.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's like Willie carrying around his fucking magic key from 9/11. Oh, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. These stories are just so bad, I don't know how people don't see it. I know at one time we didn't see it, but also at that time, I didn't have anybody close to me at all, or even friends online, like, trying to walk me through it. And I'm here trying to walk people through even some of the basic stuff, like the Apollo moon landing. I mean, oh my God, how can you believe it? You might as well believe in fucking Santa Claus. Oh, well, you can track the ISS on an app on your phone. Okay, you can track Santa's sleigh, too. That doesn't mean it's up there.
Oh, well, like Santa's like not real? What are you saying?
Oh, not only is Santa not real, his name was never Santa Claus with an E at the end either. So
there you go, boom.
Yeah, so now Santa Claus with an E never existed, and it's always been C-L-A-U-S. No E at the end. That's a big one for me. There was even a movie named The Santa Claus, wasn't it? With like Tim Allen or somebody like that?
Yeah, did you look that up? Yeah, that's true. You should look it up and see. Is it spelled the same thing?
I'm sure it's probably changed. I haven't looked it up. I wasn't even going to talk about the Santa Claus Mandela, but it just came to my head because we were talking about Santa Claus. Why don't we get a little deeper into it, though, because I know you want to talk about some anatomy changes. And we want to talk about some animals, too. We have a whole bunch of manned animals to get through. So what do you want to get down to business with first, anatomy or animals?
Wait, first I got to tell you a really quick story, okay, because it's funny. I don't know. You probably heard me say this because I've said it on other shows. Way back a few months ago, I walked into Pet Boys and everybody was like, hey, Gloria, so nice to see you 2 days in a row. Brian, I haven't been there in months. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. They all know me, though. And this one guy comes over to hug me and I'm like, okay. And I'm standing there and he's hugging me. He's like, thank you so much because the talk that we had yesterday really helped me out. Brian, I don't know who this guy is.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been there for like maybe 8 months. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I told my son about it. He thought I was crazy. So today, me and my son, we're going to look for a place open to go change his tires, whatever. And we go into the 7-Eleven that we've never been in before, right? So this guy goes, hey, buddy, he goes, how you doing? He does it to my son. And then the guy turns around to me, he goes, it's so nice to see you. He goes, everybody's been asking about you. Everybody goes, we all miss you. And I felt like I felt flushed that second, but I says, no, this time I'm going to ask questions. So I looked at him. I was like, yeah, it's so good to see you. He says, when was the last time I was here? And he goes, it had to be at least 6 months ago. He says, we talk about you. We missed you so much. My son looked at me. He looked like he was going to throw up. He was like, what the fuck is going on right now? And he's like, yeah, you look good, buddy. And my son's like, yeah, thanks. And we walk out. And as I'm walking out, he goes, don't be a stranger. Come back and hang out. So he's like, yeah, we will soon. I walked out. And my son goes, what the fuck was that all about? I was like, that's the Mandela effect, dude. I've never been here. He goes, I might have been here 3 years ago. He says, I think I stopped in here for something. And I was like,
that's what happened in my lucid dream that I told you about, the first lucid dream that I had. And I had two lucid dreams that shared, scared the shit out of me. But in the lucid dream, like I was like, I didn't exist. I was looking for my hotel room at this mall that had hotel rooms in the corner for whatever reason. But they ran my credit card. I didn't exist. They laughed at me. Some woman said to me, and this seemed so real. She was like, Brian, you're acting just like you acted last year at the Christmas party. I literally said, bitch, I don't even fucking know you, all right? I was sick of this shit. They're telling me this whole time I don't exist and all this, and I never rented a hotel room. Like, I haven't left this mall since I woke up in my room. I need to get back and get changed. And that's the dream when I kept waking myself up and looking at the clock on my phone and then going back and telling my dream self what time it was. And then myself in the dream reacted differently to it. And I know there's a big connection there. I know our lucid dreams
absolutely
are totally connected to our conscious and the Mandela effect. And it's all very much intertwined. And like I've said before, I think we are even more, maybe my idea about the dream state and the real state being flipped is going too far. Maybe not, you know, but I think we're definitely more able to connect with at least some people when we are sleeping. And
you look at it this way. I say the same thing with the dream. The dream state has always been called the dream state because it has no structure. It has no limits, right? We could do anything. We could jump off a building and fly. and we, our awake state is more structured, and you know, you can't do those things. But it seems like it's kind of the awake state's kind of becoming the dream state, because now you look at it and reality's changing. You know, you go outside and you see a building that was never there. That happened to me today. Two buildings.
Like something that could only happen in a dream. I had a laundromat pop up down the street from me. I haven't really told anybody around here yet, but I hinted. I'm like, yo, how long has that laundromat been there? And it just came. It's like, I know you can build a laundry. I know you can build buildings quick. I know a laundromat isn't difficult.
Not that fast.
But you can't build it like overnight. Like, this thing wasn't there 1 week, and like a couple days later, I'm on my way to work. It's a laundromat. There's people going in and out of it. I'm like, what the fuck?
It just feels like the awake state doesn't have that restrictions anymore. It's fun to break out. Yeah. It's becoming more of a dream state.
And if anybody listens and thinks we sound like raving lunatics, and if you're not familiar with these topics, I don't blame you. We should sound like raving lunatics. But I want to introduce you to these topics, and I know that this is more of a, like, okay, my show has always been about progression because I like to advance the topics. We're not going to stay. James, we're not going to sit here and talk about Tower 7 for 9 years, right?
No, that's been done.
Yeah, so we have to progress. And there are people... In every movement, whether it's 9/11, the Mandela Effect, or Flat Earth, okay? So, say Flat Earth, there's still many people out there that are new to it, that are very enthusiastic about, you know, that, wow, there's really not spinning, it's really not curving. And there's people that are new to 9/11 that's, oh, wow, that third building, there was no plane. And we need those people to bring the new people in. But us, we've been in this for a while, into all these topics, we need to progress the conversation and move along. And that's what my channel's about. So I can't always backtrack.
Yeah, you can't just... say Bush knocked down the towers for 10 years.
No, exactly. And like, do you remember, James, when I came to you, when I first started uploading to YouTube, not doing videos, but just putting the shows up last fall, and I was like, listen, James, we need to do another 9/11 show for all my Flat Earth and Mandela friends out there that think Judy Wood is legit and that they don't see the hoax of 9/11 even after all this time. So we did a whole show where we went all the way back to where the planes, we didn't start with the Muslims and all that. If you don't know that, you're probably not even looking at my channel anyways. So we started with the planes, proving it was fake, and moving forward. But we can't, on all these topics, especially like a Mandela effect, for instance, where it keeps evolving every day and keeps changing, we can't keep going back. But I have shows for you guys. Like, I have a show called The Introduction to the Mandela Effect. I have the 9/11 playlist set up. You just go to my channel and go to the, it's look at my name in the chat right now, Brian Staley. That's my main channel. Just go to that channel and just look at the playlist, the third playlist down. It's 9/11. It's all my shows. James is a big part of that. He's on almost all the shows. James, we research together. Let's Roll forums, September Clues, other places that we don't really like to talk about much now. But we met on a lot of the same forums, and I was doing a show with Justin, and James was a frequent caller, and then eventually it just turned into a co-host of mine. So we've been doing this for a long time. And the other thing, before I keep going on my rant, I'll end it here. We never know what's going to happen with the censorship. And this is one of the reasons I never did YouTube before, besides how much of a fucking pain in the ass it is. But knowing how much they would censor me, we've always done the show only on my site. So my shows are all still on my site. Every show since 2010 is archived there. You can just go there. It's all in order. It all says who's on it and what's it about. You just click it, and it'll right-click it, open in a new tab, and it'll play in your browser. Or you can just click it and download the MP3 and play it when you want. And it's actually better if you're just going to listen to it for audio, like say you're going to go for a run or whatever, you go to the gym, you're not going to watch us on video anyways. Obviously, the audio uses less bandwidth, and if you download it, obviously, it's going to save your Wi-Fi. But you can actually lock your screen, or you can use other apps and adjust the volume while the thing's playing. Unlike YouTube, you can't lock your screen unless you have YouTube Red. It'll just shut off. So just remember, all my shows are there, therealnewsonline.com. And that's enough of this shameless self-promotion, as James would say. So, Gloria, you want to get into the Mandelas? Yes.
Yeah, let's do it. This to me is crazy.
Animals or humans? What are we doing first?
Let's do the cute animals first, and then we'll get into the humans, because the human thing is just, it's been keeping me up.
All right, I'm going to get the folder open that I got all the pictures in, and you know which ones we're going through, right?
Yeah, and you know, you have to understand, too, we're not saying that we know all the species in the world. No, these things apparently are all over the country, all over the world, and have always been. So, you know.
Yeah, and just remember with this, like, there's so many Mandela effects. just like there's so many proofs that the globe doesn't, you know, there isn't a globe and all this. Like, there's even more. I mean, I've seen thousands of them, and they keep coming and coming. It's okay that we get some of them wrong, but as long as we're doing it in an environment like a show like this where you guys understand and we're telling you, hey, this is, we want your opinion on these two. We're not saying these are all Mandela effects, but we know a high percentage of them are. So let's just look at them. Let's not criticize somebody if you already know one and you know it's not a Mandela effect. Like, how are we supposed to know without having these conversations? So let's have the conversation. And I'm going to share my screen right now, Gloria. I got the pictures open already. Mm-hmm. And now you are in business. What are we looking at?
Okay, a lot of people are going to say, yeah, I know what this is. It's a stick bug. Dude, if I ever seen a bug like that, I would move. That is called a stick bug. Have you ever seen or heard anything like that?
No, it's literally just called a stick bug.
Yes. Now, you have to remember something. The things that you're going to present now, I'm not a genius in everything, but there are certain things that, you know, I took an interest in my life, and animals are one. And you know that. You know the way I am with animals, Brian. I'm like, you know, I love looking at them. I was always like that. So, yeah, I don't know what that insect is, especially me being afraid of.
Where is it predominantly? Where are they found?
You can find them anywhere. Apparently, people are saying in Pennsylvania. Yeah. What? So.
James, you ever seen one of these?
No.
Thank Never God. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel lucky.
Yeah, but
here's one. This Gloria said this one is cute. I said, you can go back to your Satan ways with that shit, okay?
Look at that face. Oh my God.
What is that?
That's I think that's a long air bat. A long air bat. I think I sent you two pictures. Is that not the cutest little thing you've ever seen?
No, it's actually not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's a cross between a bat and a gremlin. Now, in my timeline, we've only had two kinds of bats.
Yeah, what kinds?
Two. I don't know the name of them, but we had two kinds of bats. The really ugly ones with those weird noses and the pretty black ones. I don't know what that is. Okay, now if you look at my Facebook, what? My back page is bats. I love bats. Okay? That is adorable. I don't know what it is, where it came from, but yeah, apparently they've always been here. So all the National Geographic things that we watched never showed any of these things. Apparently in this reality, mosquitoes are that big.
Where though, like in a tropical rainforest or just anywhere?
That one I don't remember. I think Africa, I think that was. I don't remember, but I don't think it matters because I've never seen anything on insects showing a mosquito bigger than a person's hand.
Here you go.
Okay. Apparently, there was an article that came out recently that they spotted dinosaurs in Africa. Okay. And... yeah, I don't even know where to go with this. And when I was reading it, it's like, oh no, you know, I was reading comments about it too. And people are like, no, we've always known they were here. We've always seen them. So there are dinosaurs in Africa. People know about them. And apparently they have always been there. I gave you the name of it too. I don't remember what they called. Oh, this little guy, this
what
looks like me on a...
What is this?
Okay, that's just a flathead seal.
That's a seal? So we got these dolphins that are bred with sharks now. We got the sharks. Remember I showed you the sharks that jump like 20 feet out of the water now? The great white sharks that are doing it. Now this is a seal? This is a seal?
That's a seal. It's a hooked head, I think it's called. A hooked head. Deal, the bubbled nose, so he's got the two things going on. He's got a snot bubble, and he's got a helmet on.
What is that red thing? It looks like he's got a ball in his mouth that he's playing with. It looks like my dog's ball.
That's his nose. He blows booger bubbles.
James, you ever seen one of these bad Larrys?
No.
But that's a seal. I mean,
these aren't prevalent down in the coast of New Zealand down there.
That is wicked.
No, they haven't migrated down here yet. They're on the way though.
How about this bat? What the fuck is this? Is this a snake with a smiley face on the back of its head? What is this?
Yeah, that's a snake. Yeah, that's the back of his head, and he's always existed. They've always had snakes with faces on the back of their heads. Beautiful though, and I'm not a snake person, but that's pretty. This is my little guy.
Oh my god! I knew you were gonna love this disgusting looking thing. Beautiful. If you ever had a dog, you would get a Chihuahua, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. I was looking at the teacup Chihuahua.
Oh, you get a Chihuahua. James is a big cat guy, just so you know. He's the cat guy on the show.
I like wolf cats. But this is a little gremlin bat, long-eared gremlin bat. And
is it really called the gremlin bat, or are you just nicknaming it that?
No, because that's what it came up, gremlin bat. But then I seen other pictures that were similar, and it was long-eared and gremlin. It's like a mix. But he's beautiful. I think, and he doesn't get any bigger than the palm of your hand. Like, not even, like, look at him, size of his thumb. Okay. this is a worm. And they're
that
everywhere.
That looks dangerous. That looks like a dangerous worm.
Yeah, that looks like an alien worm, but apparently they're everywhere. I've never seen anything like that. I think I would probably have a nervous breakdown if I did, because we have a lot of worms here in Florida. But yeah, that's a worm. That's a worm.
Well, we got a couple more guys, and then we're going to get right into the human anatomy ones, which are really fascinating to me. And that might be... Well, there's one more here. One more, Gloria. And
then the bird.
Fascinating.
What the fuck is this? Is this a nest?
That's a bird's nest for one bird. And
dude, look at the size of that. It looks like a nest for the fucking dog from Neverending Story or something.
For a pterodactyl, maybe? I don't know. But apparently it's one nest for one particular bird. And then I just got sidetracked when I was doing it, and I forgot to give you the picture of the bird.
Oh, that's not even a home for a bunch of birds? Like one massive bird lives
in there? No, it's one bird. Yeah, it's one bird's nest.
Is it Big Bird with his white feathers?
Might be. I don't know. Yep. I thought that. I mean, if you were driving down the street and you seen that on a pole, wouldn't you like ask questions? What the hell? That's like a small condo. I don't know.
Crazy. Let me just close out the screen share for a minute, and we'll bounce over to the human ones in a second. I just want to. What's the chat saying? Can you guys see the chat? Are they saying anything about these animals?
Let's see. See, he knows about the African one for years. A lot of people know there's dinosaurs in Africa. I don't know.
No, I've never heard of that, and I still don't believe it. I'd have to look into that. I don't think this... I don't know.
Yeah, dinosaurs are a bit like light years.
Yeah, in my opinion, they're exactly like light years, James.
No, some people don't. Never seen it. Some people seen something similar.
James, did you see the video I posted of and I know this isn't you, it's Australia, but did you see the video I posted about the street interviews for the Mandela Effect in Australia?
No, Gloria, I haven't seen that, right?
Gloria, you seen it, right? It's not my video, but you saw that video, right?
Which one?
They go out in the streets of Australia, and they are interviewing people. They give them, they tell them it's like a memory test, and it's like 20 of the top Mandela.
Oh, yeah.
And, mm-hmm. and they all answer it, James, and they literally get like 18 out of 20 wrong, 17 out of 20 wrong. They all remember it, even though they don't know their Mandela effect, they all remember it the way we do. And they get thing after thing after thing after thing wrong, and it's like, it's a really good video to show people that are new to it. Like, it's really good. I'll make sure I link that in the description after, and shout out to whoever video that is, I forget, but you'll see it when I link it, and you guys will get the credit for it then.
One day we have to do that. We'll get together. We should do
that. I hope that there's not sadly diagnosed.
You broke up, James. Say again. James?
I said I hope there's not thousands of people all around the world incorrectly getting diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Probably. Oh,
Gloria. That's a thing of the past, by the way. That will be a thing of the past.
Can we bring up, I want to bring up one that, this is one you wanted to talk about. It's big. And James is a fan of both of these people as well as I was, even though James is quite a bit younger. And I want to see if James remembers. Why don't you tell James about the music video and who's in it?
The music video with Michael Jackson and Eddie Murphy. Do you remember them making a song? What's the name of it, Brian?
I don't even know.
Wow, I can't remember the name of the song. I sent it to you, but I can't remember it. Do you remember them making a song together?
No, I don't.
Well, apparently it was really good, and one guy grew up with that song, and it was his favorite song.
James, I mean, you know, we've talked many times about Michael Jackson. I consider you to be a pretty big fan of him. I was as well at one point, and Eddie Murphy. We talk about all the time. We talked about Raw, Delirious, Coming to America. Man, I don't ever remember a Michael Jackson song with Eddie Murphy. And not only is this just not remembering a song, James, wouldn't you say, like, Michael Jackson doing a collaboration with anybody is the biggest deal? Like, that's not going to fly under the radar, wouldn't you say?
No, not at all. I mean, he did, like, Paul McCartney was on Thriller, for example. And that was, you know, like, yeah, like, I would have heard about that for sure.
It's called Although What's Up With You. That's what it's called. What's Up With You.
Eddie Murphy and Michael. It's funny because I was telling Gloria, I'm like, that's funny because remember how much Eddie Murphy would make fun of him in the Delirious? He was, and remember the Mr. T skit, James? And he's talking about me, who's scared Mr. T want to beat him up. And then they're like, and I heard Michael Jackson was looking for you. And he's like, so? And he's like, I heard you talking shit about me. He's like, the moonwalk is the stupidest shit. And he goes, the moonwalk is the stupidest shit. You try and do a moonwalk. You walk up to a girl at the club. You're like, hey, how you doing? All right, bye. See you later.
You know, that song came out 11 years ago. Brian,
do you know that I just did the moonwalk on video?
Oh man, that's terrible. I can't believe I just did that.
The song came out when?
I wonder if anybody in the chat ever heard of that song. What's Up With You? Michael Jackson and Eddie Murphy. Came out about 11, 12 years ago.
Has Eddie Murphy ever done any other songs?
Yeah, he has. He had a shitty music career, but he did do some other songs, James. But he didn't do one with Michael. He did do another song, at least he might even.
Okay, so he actually is a musician.
Yeah, allegedly. But he is, yes.
In the timeline.
Allegedly.
Yeah, he's allegedly a musician, you know? He's as much a musician as Robbie Parker's a grieving father.
allegedly, supposedly.
Dustified.
They're the three words.
Yeah. All right, Gloria. And
thermite.
Yeah, thermite. Thermite and thermite. You know what I mean?
I think we would have known if Michael Jackson did a song that supposedly was like a really great hit with Eddie Murphy. So I don't remember it.
I've never heard of it at all. Never at all.
Well, I guess we missed out on that one. Oh well.
All right, let's get down to business. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get down to business. You ready? I'm going to do a screen share, and then it's game on. So, guys, we're going to do some anatomy changes now, and I know I don't usually do anatomy changes, and I don't usually do the animals either because I know, you know, those aren't my strongest topics, and I could get some wrong because I just didn't know. But there's a lot of people doing them. There's a lot of credible stuff, and there's definitely a lot of changes that I do know, like the bones, the back of the eye sagas, the ribs changing, the kidney moving, the heart changing position, stuff like that. And there's a few other ones right now that Gloria wants to talk about, and I think these ones are big, especially the first one that we're going to show right here, Gloria. Let me just make sure I bring it up for us. Here we go.
Because this is whole other level stuff, like us changing, like that's,
yeah,
like, it doesn't get any crazier than that.
It really doesn't, James. That's a good point.
Okay, could somebody tell me when in the world the iliac bone, that's what did the hip bone, I think it's called iliac bone, when did it become curved and hooked And like you could rest your coffee cup on here. This used to be completely flat.
Yeah.
What is that?
And the hole wasn't as big in the middle, in what I remember.
The what?
The hole in the middle wasn't as big. There was more.
The hole in the middle wasn't as big.
The bone from the sternum was coming down into it more.
Say that again?
I said I thought the bone from the sternum came down into it more to cover up that hole a bit.
Yes. Yeah, you're right, Brian. It actually did.
Yeah.
Yes, and I didn't even notice that until just now you said that. You're right, because I could see it on this one. It actually looks like a face. But, yeah, the iliac bone, like I said, I don't remember it ever being that way. And you don't remember it being that way. I mean, I went to nursing school, and, yeah, we didn't. And not only that, forget about the nursing school. That wasn't like that a month ago. You know, The human anatomy the other day, the human skeleton, just for the hell of it, because I like to, you know, keep on track on any changes. When I seen that, that blew me over. I was like, oh, hell no. Well, no way.
The skeleton's a perfect example, like we talked about a little bit on Brian's show last night. I know I didn't really say much last night, but we talked about why it can't be different, like us jumping timelines or time travel causing this. Because if it did, right. We wouldn't have, not only would we have Mandela's across the board that we'd agree on, we wouldn't have incremental changes, like with the body, like with the Statue of Liberty, like with the Wizard of Oz. It'd be all or nothing. It can't just keep changing, especially when we're studying something.
What is that? Not the scapula. What is this called here? The wing part, the wings, our wing bone.
I don't know what you're looking at. All I see is the big screen because I got the screen share up.
I mean, that looks like we're getting ready for flight. That bone never came all the way down there to that rib cage. Never. Look at this. Look at this. What is that? It's shaped like a heart. What is that?
It is. That's what I said when you showed me it. I'm like, that looks ridiculous. It was never like that. And it wasn't angled out. It's like at a 45-degree angle now. And it's like cupped. It's like cupped. And it looks like a broken heart.
Yeah. It's cupped. That doesn't make any... And nobody noticed this, which is really kind of weird. Unless people aren't checking on it and I just caught it the day it changed. I don't know. It's not out there yet. People aren't talking about it yet.
No, and I'm trying to find that other one that you sent me. And shit, I didn't save it because I was outside when you sent it. Hang on, I want to get this right now. Let me just go in the chat that I had with you here. I'm just going to shut the screen share off for a second just because I don't know what is going to pop up on my screen. Just talk to James for a second while I dig up this picture. I'm going to dig up the calf one.
Okay. James, does that look normal to you?
No.
You know, and a lot of people have been experiencing hip pains and, you know, a lot of their joints hurting them and stuff like that. And every time that happens, it seems to, we get a Mandela effect with the human skeleton.
How about this? Look at this, James. Look at this.
Okay. Now, apparently, in this reality.
Why do you look like saggy testicles in your leg like that?
It does. It looks like a penis with balls. But apparently in this reality, we have two muscles. Now, let me explain something to you. My son is a bodybuilder. My ex-husband won Mr. New York 3 years in a row. He's a bodybuilder. I was a bodybuilder at one time. Your muscle was not like that. But in this reality, we have two. And that's kind of scary, ugly. That is ugly. But in this reality, that's what the muscle looks like in the calf. Okay, here's another one.
Yeah, I've been getting weird calf pains the last couple of years, actually.
Yeah, muscles, cramping in the legs. Yep.
I've been getting a lot of that the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Because that's just bizarro. I've never seen anything like that. When I see pictures of that, I was like, no way, this can't be. I don't know if anybody else picked up on that, though. If anybody made videos, I have no clue. What about the foot? Put the foot back up.
One second, James. So how long you really noticed the calf pain? But you that double calf, that does not look right to you, right? I mean, I've never seen it like that. It was one muscle. It looks ridiculous. Because people like the shoulders changed and stuff, and people were going through a lot of shoulder pain a while back. That's probably really why you're going through calf pain. It sounds crazy for us to even say this, but this is what's going on. Like, we might not know how or why this is happening.
I was talking to my physiotherapist the other day. She said that I asked her what's the most common injury that you see. She said, without a doubt, shoulders and backs.
Really?
A lot of people haven't seen.
Somebody in the chat, Harley Quinn in the chat, said one day we're going to wake up with wings like the cats. I wouldn't be surprised. No,
look, you know what, Harley? That wouldn't be such a big deal because now we have flying cats, so we'd all blend in. I'm not flying cats. We have cats with wings, so it'll all be good.
I've noticed in
a few sports as well, like recently, like players are getting types of injuries they never used to get, like 20, 30 years ago.
That could be why, and I had mentioned this to Gloria. I think I mentioned it to you. I know I mentioned it to Paul, that I was waiting for the NFL season to start after I heard that stuff about the shoulders and for the baseball season to start and see if pitchers – and remember the thing about people thought that the hands changed. So I was wondering if pitchers are going to throw wild pitches, quarterbacks are going to throw more interceptions. I didn't really notice that, but you noticed the injuries, James? Anything specific? Have they named any new type of injury, like, you know, years back, you know, when ACL came out or people got Tommy John surgery? Have they invented a new name for an injury?
Not as such, but like in rugby, we see a lot of pectoral tears, mm-hmm. chest injuries, and they just weren't happening 20, 30 years ago.
It's weird.
What about the foot, Brian? The foot blows me away. Oh my goodness.
Can you see it?
Can you get closer? There's two things with that. The heel bone. I'm sorry, but what planet are you from where your heel bone looked like that?
Yeah.
No way, no how. And when this changed, I noticed this about almost 3 months ago. And I remember a lot of people, even people I know, okay, complaining about pain. Their feet were killing them. The balls of their feet were killing them. Search whatever, and I came across a video and somebody had posted this and I'm like, oh hell no. Even the toes are off. That's a completely different story. Even the toes are off. Our bones did not look like that. We had a plate and then our bones. Bone plate and then our toes. Not like that. Not all bones. Not all toes like that. But the heel bone is ridiculous.
It is crazy. You know, it's like, it still amazes me that some people that won't look at this and they're like, oh, it's just trivial things and this and that. It's like, dude, bodies are changing, geography's changing, all these things in history are changing. Big events, you know, 9/11, JFK, you know, whatever, they're all just changing, 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 changing. It's like, even if it's something's little, like, say, a Superman or Christopher Reeves, it's like, well, it's still changed while it's in my possession. So that's a huge fucking deal to me. You know, I don't know. I don't know how people can ignore this stuff, you know. And you don't have to come on here and agree with every anatomy changing animal we just showed you. But once you see enough of them, it's like
they don't have to agree with it. But the body symptoms are showing them. Even if they don't believe in the changes, or maybe you know they don't know what it used to look like, it doesn't matter, because people are feeling the body aches. All right, people are having hip problems lately. I know recently when the heart changed again, and I had brought this up because a lot of people were getting heart palpitation. And I had said, I bet you that something's going to change with the heart again. And it did, actually, and I didn't bring that on, but it did. It was like an extra valve in the heart or something like that now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we feel it.
But it's funny. I've been getting a lot of those the last 5-6 years. I've got them right now as we speak.
What, heart palpitation?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people, I mean, I had said this on another show a couple of months ago. A lot of people were going to the emergency room thinking that they were having heart attacks because of the heart palpitation, and they would be sent home. I had them myself. I had them for maybe like 3 days straight in a row, and it freaked me out. And I said that we have to be going through a change with the heart. And sure enough, we did. So...
Paul's in the chat. He said the foot is totally wrong.
That is so... I don't even know what that is. I don't know what that is. I don't even know how we'd be able to walk like that without that bone ripping through our skin.
Yeah, I'm going to tell people if they want. If anybody wants to call, the phone line is open now. It's 978-435-0006. Or if you have any questions in the chat and you're shy to call because, you know, you're just a coward. No, I'm just kidding. But if you're shy to call, you can ask the question in the chat and we'll answer you. Sorry to interrupt, Corey. Right. I just want to tell them.
You have the picture of the skeleton I sent you with the red that was outlined in red?
Yeah, I think I do got it. Let me see. I'm pretty sure I do. Let me double check. Yeah, Paul said he was a sprinter, and that's definitely fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
My son goes through a lot of pain lately, and he's like, yeah. Oh, my back, oh, my lower back, oh, my hip. And he's only 22 years old.
Guys, it's like, not crazy,
it'll go away.
We're not crazy. We're the ones that are actually aware. We're not crazy at all, and we need to tell. Imagine we didn't have these tools. We didn't have Skype, Google Hangout, the internet, or YouTube, Facebook, all this crap to share all this stuff. It'd be pretty scary, man, because you'd be seeing these things, and you would really think you were fucking going nuts, right?
Yeah, but like
back,
I said,
back in the old days, they probably just locked people like us up.
Well, they would have to have a lot of cells because I think there's a lot of us.
We're growing fast. They
don't have to believe it, but the pain, if you're feeling the pain, then it's happening. So where is that picture? I want to see
it's
that
right
picture
here.
I sent we'll you. Get, yeah, that one. It. Okay, dude, what the hell? Are we bow-legged now? Are we bow-legged? Like, what is this? Is that the FEMA? Is that called the FEMA?
Yeah.
Okay. When was it that far away from the hip? What is that? Why is that bone so extended like that? Our skeleton used to go straight down.
Like,
we didn't
have
that. We
would be totally off balance with all these changes. Like, the way that our feet are now, I mean, eventually we would get used to it, but the way our feet are now and the hip bone and the way the legs are going, like, our whole equilibrium's, like, thrown off. Like,
I think it's really weird about this picture? Because when you look at it, right, the way the bones come out now, it's like almost matches the top part of our body where our shoulders are. So
yeah.
Look how wide that is.
Yeah.
You know? And when you look at pictures of Akhenaten, I don't know if you noticed, but Akhenaten has like female bottom and male top, and he's kind of shaped like that too. He's very hippie.
I don't even know. I don't know what that term even means. What's Anukat? What is that? Is it a sculpture?
Akhenaten from Egyptian gods. But it's weird the way we're shaped. That doesn't make sense to me. The bottom part was never proportioned to the top. We were just went straight down with a little bit of a femur, whatever that. Well, I think it's called a femur bone.
Yeah.
You know, not that far apart where we look bow-legged. That doesn't
be a good time to get into physiotherapy. There's probably a lot of money in it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you have a lot of people, like I said, complaining, going to doctors and they're writing up prescriptions and this and that. And there's really nothing wrong. This is happening to all of us.
Yeah.
We know better, the people in the Mandela community, which is a stupid way to put it, but we know what it is. But a lot of people that don't know what it is are getting pretty heavily medicated. They're getting painkillers and muscle relaxers and all this stuff.
Oh, and the doctors are more than happy to give that shit out. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
We're gonna do my favorite one next.
Which one is that?
The skull.
Sure. We got a few images. I don't know which one you want first. So if this isn't the one, I'll go to the other one. You want the other one first? Which one?
That right here. Okay. Good. Put the other one. It's better. You can see it better. Does anybody remember the indentations on the side of the skull like that? Because I sure as hell don't.
You got like a handle, dude.
Yeah. It's like somebody put his head in a vise and just like kind of squeezed it. What are those things there? What is that? That was never there. We always had round heads with stitcher marks. What is that? Not to mention that the nose is completely different. The eye sockets are tremendous.
Oh,
and we're not
God.
Even going to get into the jawbone. That's not normal, guys. That's not normal. Not to mention we have ridges on the back of our skull now. I don't have any pictures of that. People could look it up. We have little ridges in the back of our skull, like three or four little ridges. But what are those indentations like that? And that little bone popping out where the eye sockets are. That was never like that. Nose bone was never like that. The jawbone was never like that. Connected to the sides like that.
It's actually creepy looking. It's kind of creeping me out looking at it, you know?
That's what our skulls look like. Look at that. Brian, come on. Come on. No way. There's no way.
It's pure insanity. Pure insanity.
It is. Okay. I wanted to see what people were saying in the chat. Because to me, that's not normal. And the skulls had so many changes already. So many changes. But to me, that's, I think that's the biggest one so far. Except for the ridges in the back of the skull now. That was a big one.
What else do you want to address today, you guys? Anything else? We're at about almost coming up on 2.5 hours soon. I'm pretty much through the topics I wanted to bring up. You guys got anything else?
We're turning into bats.
What?
We're turning into bats or reptilians, one of them. Oh, maybe Jesus. More reptilian-like.
Oh, well, James is turning into a woman, so. He had the operation.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm LGBTQIABC. The alphabet.
Black Lives Matter. Oh, man.
What do you guys think of the LGBT stuff?
Gloria?
I couldn't care less. How's that?
Yeah.
But no, I definitely think there's something behind it, like the way they're pushing it so heavily on us.
Why don't you, what do you mean? Elaborate on it a little. Like, what do you think their agenda is for pushing it?
I definitely think they're trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? Emasculate men, or like, you know, like...
Yeah. Feminize men.
Yeah. But it's really hard to explain.
Well, that's because women are great, and, you know, if it wasn't for women, nobody would be here, and that's it, so whatever.
Fucking shoot me now.
And everybody should be a woman because we're great.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're a woman, so you can actually go fuck yourself. Literally. Just kidding.
Like, you know what? I would rather go do that than fuck anybody else. How's
only
that?
Only because you're talking shit.
But no, not really. I take that back.
You know I'll punch you dead in the face.
Look what I'm eating. The Mandela effect cheese.
Oh, my God. They got residue on that, too. Oh, my God. I know. Crazy. Definitely used to be Cheez-Its where I come from, you know? Where I come from, the reality that I'm coming from. It's crazy. What? Well, if we don't have any questions from the chat and we got nothing big else, we'll probably wrap it up.
We got nothing big, just that the human anatomy's changing. We're changing into reptilians. We're going to be able to fly one day. Other than that, yeah, we're good.
I'll be flying by next week. I'm already typing a mile a minute, and I'm already lefty, so...
I know, you're
talk
so...
Talk about diet and everything, eating this crap food. Like Brian will be talking about diet. You'll hear the microwave going in the background, the bags of chips.
Whatever, James. All right, James.
Oh, you see, Brian, Black Sheep said that your penis has been Mandela'd. And yeah, I told you that this morning. Oh. I said, was your penis Mandela'd? I said, don't send me... I don't want to know.
Are you guys really talking about my penis right now?
Black Sheep, I asked him the same thing this morning. I was like, is your penis Mandela affected yet?
Yeah, because she was staring at it.
No, I wasn't staring at it. I wasn't even on a freaking call with you like this. We were chatting in a room. And I was like, whatever you do, don't send me pictures. I just want to know if your penis is Mandela'd. I don't know, maybe.
Well, a lot of people are saying it.
Well, that's what I can say if anybody says, wow, it's a lot smaller than you told me. I'll be like, well, it used to be a lot bigger. It got Mandela.
That's so messed up.
You guys are fucking childish. All right, on the penis note, let's close the show out before it goes much more south. Before we do, I want to thank you, Gloria, for coming on again. Always awesome when you come on. James, nice of you to show up this week, James.
Pleasure was all mine.
Now, I know you've been busy and you've had shit going on, and it's tough enough with our schedules. The only time we can really do it is on Saturday, but I'll try and do it on Saturday whenever I can. So hopefully next week you can be back. Hopefully maybe Paul can come back on next week. Gloria, are you going to be able to come back next week, you think?
We'll see. I'm going to take some time off. We'll see. I keep thinking today's Sunday. I don't know why I keep thinking today's Sunday.
No, it's not Sunday.
You're not one of those truthers that takes breaks, are you? Like Brian takes 3 years off.
Three years off. Yeah, you got to get all your shit together. You got to do more investigating and more seeking and, you know, bring different things to the table.
There's only one thing worse than one issue, guys, and that's people that take years off.
Oh, yeah. You know what's even worse is when you're talking about Flat Earth for 4 years and you ask your co-host's opinion about it and he tells you, oh, yeah, I've been a Flat Earther for like 3 years.
Be nice.
It's true. No. I didn't even know. He told me like 3 years after.
As long as he's a flat earther, right?
I think he went and hid under his bed and researched and didn't want to talk to nobody for 3 years about it. No, I'm being nice.
What can I say? I got stressed out. I was sick of getting attacked and I needed to take a break.
Oh, go kill yourself, James. All right, guys, on that note, we're going to close it out. Guys, in the description, you'll find links for everything. So make sure you sub this channel that you originally heard this on if you are live now on The Real News Online on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to my main channel, Brian S. Stavely, James and myself, and Justin Cook, who is not with us anymore. All of our old shows and all our new ones are all on the website, therealnewsonline.com. And check out my playlist. Like I said, I have the 9/11 playlist that'll walk you through the whole hoax from 2010 all the way forward, chronological order. My Dose of Reality list has all the shows that we do on YouTube. And my Awakening series, our interviews that I've done. I interviewed Gloria and I interviewed James. That was the second and the third interview. And I interview various researchers in the community for about an hour. And, you know, get their personal awakening story so everyone has a unique story. And then usually we do a second video lately, an after show, where I let them just expand on whatever. We go back and forth. Me and Aaron Keith had an excellent interview just the other night, and Joey Rocher a couple nights before that. And both after shows were excellent. I totally recommend you guys check those out. Those can also be found in the Dose of Reality list, but they're also in their own list, My Awakening. And on that note, thank you, everybody. You've been listening to Dose of Reality, obviously. I just told you that 15 times. So everybody have a good night, and I'll see you next week.